When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Welcome to our show where we talk about retirement planning with Eric Heckman right here in Silicon Valley. And, you know, he's been helping people have remarkable retirements for about 30 years now. And today, we're probably all still adjusting to 2022. But if this is your year to retire, we're going to go over a checklist for you on how to retire in 2022 so you don't overlook anything. And we just want to thank you for joining us today. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. I want to give you the phone number that you can reach out to Eric with 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Call Eric for a complimentary appointment. This is what he offers you every week. Maybe you just want to call him. You can have a complimentary phone call with some questions that you might have from whatever we're talking about on our show today. 800-454-1184. Plus, find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, a big hello to you.
Hey, Luann, it's great to be here and talking about what's happening in 2022, what's going to be changing, and things to be paying attention to, because I think this is going to be one of the bigger financial economic change years that we've had in a long time.
Okay, so yes, we are going to get into how we can retire in 2022, but I want to first compare quickly what life is like now compared to back in 1972, 50 years ago. Where were you 50 years ago, Eric?
Crawling around in diapers.
Oh, I was 12, almost 13, so I was in junior high. So yeah, I certainly remember a lot of what we're going to be talking about today. Why don't you give us kind of a run through some financial points that would be really good to compare?
Well, I mean, obviously the big part is, yeah, what things have changed in terms of inflation, right, and costs. And I mean, gas back then was 36 cents a gallon, which is, I think, less than tax per gallon in California.
Wow.
And median income was only $11,000 a year.
Crazy.
Right now, supposedly, it's only 67, but
I don't know.
Oh, wow. And then median home price was $27,000, where now they say it's $336,000 the rest of the country. But around here, of course, it's closer to a million. But,
right. Yeah.
So, yeah. So obviously things change over time. Anytime you're talking that long a time frame, yeah, things are going to be a big difference. So, yeah, you do have to be planning for that for sure.
Yeah. So given how different our economy is today compared to back then how does it impact the way that we plan for retirement today compared to 50 years ago?
Well, you know, part of it is, you know, back then we were still on the gold standard, and now the Fed kind of runs everything, and the Fed's been doing this kind of crazy experiment that started in 08 when they printed $1 trillion, and once COVID came, they printed $3 trillion in 3 months, and then they kept printing $120 billion every month, and now they're going to supposedly finally stop this come March. And you know, that's what's been juicing the stock market for the last decade or more. And so, yeah, people think it's the economy going up, but a lot of it's also the Fed just dumping money in and, you know, inventing money out of thin air and driving up everything. So, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of changes, you know, coming soon here because they've already announced that they're going to stop printing money in mid-March and also announced that they're going to start raising rates.
Okay, so the big question is, you know we need to create an income strategy, but we have to factor in these risks like inflation and other things. How do you do that with someone?
Yeah, well, can you imagine that 1972 income figure, if you were trying to live on $11,000 today?
Oh, my.
Yeah, good luck, right?
Yeah.
That wouldn't even pay for health insurance nowadays, right? So, so that's one of the things you have to be thinking about is it's not just how much you're spending today, but, you know, how's that money going to grow over time? And really, the only solution we found is, first of all, having an income plan that actually runs all those numbers out with inflation, with taxes, everything kind of calculated in there. But also having three types of money. You have to have the growth money. That's the money in the stock market, right? But you can't live on that money day to day because if the market goes up and down, you know, you can't all of a sudden unretire and go back to working, right? And it's pretty tough to do that. So, you know, you need some foundational money, some money that's going to be there every single year. And that allows that growth money just to kind of ride. And then also in between that is having some steady income money, some stuff that's paying you 5%, 6%, 7% every single month or every quarter at least. And that way you've got some cash flow to take out. So, you know, the only way to really do that is having a full plan. And what we call our plan is the blueprint to worry less wealth, because we want you to worry less about money and more about enjoying life and doing what you want to do, right? So, you know, that's one of the things that we can help people with, where we create that income plan, that investment, tax plan. All three of those are super, super interdependent to each other. And then, of course, also healthcare and legacy. And so those are the five areas that we cover. And again, there's no cost for our radio listeners right now for doing this planning. So if you wanted to really take charge of your financial future for this year, give us a call or text us. You can text the word visit or just call and leave a message at 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And the other thing you can do online is sign up for upcoming workshops on their events page. Just look that up again at wealthcreatorradio.com. And we just thank you so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio, and that's what Eric wants to do, help you create wealth for a worryless wealth retirement. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric, for people who do want to make 2022 their year to retire, tell us what we need to be thinking if we're those people.
Well, I mean, the biggest thing is where you're going to get the income, right? That's always freak out number one. It's very tense, and you know, I go through it all the time, and it's emotional. There's just a lot of emotion about, you know, you used to have maybe one or two paychecks coming in every month, and they're pretty big paychecks. Now it's all these little checks that add up hopefully to your big paycheck, right? So, you know, how do you get that? You know, when should you start Social Security? You know, if you're retiring pre-65 or post-65, you know, what are you gonna do with health insurance depending on all that type of stuff? You know, what's the tax effect gonna be on all these 401ks, IRAs that you haven't paid tax on? You know, all that stuff kind of gets rolled into one big huge mess, and people are like, oh my gosh, how do I do this, right? You don't, you know, you never got any training on that. People just told you to put money away. You know, the Fidelity Vanguards of the world will just say, oh yeah, you've got, you know, 85% chance of success or 80%. Well, what was on those other 20%? You know, do you move into Fidelity's offices and live there, or, you know, right? You know, those are kind of silly things, I think, that you don't want to have. You want to have a real plan that says, here's how much you can spend, here's how the money's going to be, here's how, well, we know that, you know, obviously there's things that change, but, you know, we want to have a plan that can work in all types of markets, you know, good, bad, or, you know, in between. So, you know, that's, I think, the biggest thing that people need to be doing is really having a plan, knowing where you're at, and especially if you're about to retire, for sure, you have to have that all written out and make sure you know where everything's going.
So explain that to us. And what goes into that financial plan that you help somebody with as they enter retirement?
So, yeah, again, like, it all starts with income. Without income, you're just unemployed, right? So, you know, you got to have that paycheck coming in. So which sources are that going to be? Which types of money should I touch first? You know, your taxable, your 401k IRA, you know, all those different buckets of money you got. So first of all, just figuring out that income plan, when to turn on Social Security, do you have a pension, you know, all these things. So figure out that income plan and how much are you spending a month, and with inflation, is that going to work? So once you know those answers, then you should figure out where to invest. What you were doing for the last 30, 40 years were just investing money and not caring about necessarily how it's going to come back out, because you didn't care till you got there, right? Mm-hmm. Now you got to get that money, get back out, and figure out what investments should those be in. How can I have some guaranteed money that's going to make it always, that's going to be always there, so that way if it's a bad year, I can still be retired. How are you going to get some income that's always going to be paying out? Again, that's the steady income stuff. So how to invest it? You know, what's the tax ramifications for trying to minimize that tax, not this year, but over the rest of your lifetime as you take that money out of your plan? And lastly, who's going to get your stuff in the end, right? How are you going to pay for healthcare if the healthcare emergency comes up? All those types of things. So all that becomes part of the blueprint to worry less wealth, so that we can kind of tell you, hey, this is the path you're on. Here's some issues you got. And then we'll see if it makes sense to go forward and do that plan again for no fee. So if you want to take advantage of that and use up some of my time, hey, that's what we're here for. We're here to help you. Give us a call or text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We'll be right back. This is Wealth Creator Radio.
With all the spending going on in Washington, you might be wondering who is going to pay the bill. Will Uncle Sam have to dip into your retirement savings? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special tax webinar. Learn how Biden's policies and tax plan may affect you. Find out more about the Trump tax cuts before they disappear forever, and discover how a tax-efficient strategy can potentially reduce or eliminate some of your taxes in retirement. RSVP now for this exclusive tax webinar at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Learn more about how to protect your savings before it's too late. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Key Largo, Montego, Jamaica. I'd love to be digging my toes in the sand somewhere. What about you, Eric?
Warm sands of the Caribbean sound great right now.
Oh my gosh, me too. Now, have you ever gone swimming with the dolphins or anything like that?
Yeah, we did it in St. Kitts and Nevis. It was a great time. Really fun. They are very powerful when they pull you along. It's crazy. And then
Wow.
You know, my sons were pretty young at the time. They were even training them and got to teach them how to, you know, show them how to spin around, give the little hand motions. And
oh, cool.
So they had a ball doing it. So definitely something fun. And it wasn't in a tank or anything like that. This was actually a little bay, you know, on the water, in the water, in the ocean. So it was pretty cool.
That is very cool. So they were just like, just dolphins that just came up to the area then. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, they have, wow. You know, they have some sort of, you know, fenced in thing underwater.
Oh, but, okay. Right, okay. So, okay. Yeah.
But at least it's regular water. It's not in a pool or something.
Right. I love that. Oh, how fun. I've never done that before. I think I've petted a dolphin. That's about it. But anyway, what a fun vacation. And whenever we all plan, you know, a dream vacation like that, you know, the first thing we're focused on is where we're going to go, right? Like you picked those islands there and all the things you wanted to do there. But then you got to plan it out, you know? How are we going to get there? You got to get those passports updated. You got to purchase plane tickets, figure out your lodging, all of that. And a lot of planning goes into a vacation. And we've talked about that before, how it's very, very similar to retirement planning, because in retirement, we first dream about our retirement and what we're going to do there. And then we have to plan it out and take the steps to make sure that we're going to have a successful retirement. So tell us, Eric, to build that solid plan, what do you specifically focus on?
Well, first and foremost, you cannot be retired without income.
Right.
So, right? It's kind of like you can't go on vacation truly unless you actually leave your house. Right? So I guess that'd be kind of the starting point. And so if you don't have that income, you know, you're either unemployed or just, you know, out of money, which would not be a very good retirement. So,
right.
Yeah. So the very first thing would be that income plan. Then how are you changing or how have you changed your investments to create income? Because now you don't care about how big they get. Now you just care about how much income they can put out. And then also, what's the taxes along the way? These would be all the terms of kind of vacation thought process. This is all the fees and costs and, you know, what you're going to pay the money for, right? That's what the taxes are there. There are those obstacles that you have to try to minimize as much as you can. And then, of course, you know, healthcare, how you're going to make sure you have enough healthcare and be able to afford it. And then legacy, who's going to get your assets after you're gone. So those are the five areas that people really need to focus on when they're really thinking about retirement.
When would you say someone should start really properly preparing for retirement?
Well, hopefully they're saving for retirement from, you know, high school jobs even on, and, you know, always putting away that money, because that's easy money to put away. I mean, it just accidentally gets big when you have that payroll deduction start going on. But really, for making that big switch, I'd say 50, 55 is probably the big time frame where you really want to start shifting, because it's one of those things where you don't want to, you know, try to all of a sudden do it all at once. I mean, if you tried to, you know, do a 2-week trip tomorrow, I mean, how much stuff would you have to do today to try to plan that out? I mean, if you've got pets at home, who's going to watch your house, who's going to mail, all that stuff, let alone all the places where you're going to go, how you're going to get there, that'd be crazy. And yet you see people when they're like, oh, I think I'm going to retire, in another month or two, so I need to start planning. No.
Yikes.
This is something you'll be doing for 30 years. This isn't like a 2-week trip. This one's even tougher. So, yeah, you got to plan a little bit ahead and get things in the right spots for the right way.
So say someone isn't quite ready to speak to a financial professional yet, but they do want to sort of, take inventory on all the decisions they're going to have to be making. Is there something that you could provide them with to give them a head start?
Yeah, I mean, one great thing we have is a little checklist, which is kind of funny because I've had some of my own clients take it now, and then they're like, oh, I didn't score so well. I need to do this and that. And so, but it's a great tool. It's just a checklist of things that, you should look to see if you've done. Now, not maybe every situation needs to do every item on there, but really most of them you should have in place. And so, that's one of the things that you could easily quickly do, and kind of it you actually add up your score, so you can kind of give yourself a grade. And if that grade's a low grade, well, at least you know it before the finals are here.
Right.
So if somebody wants to get a copy of that, all they have to do is text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word checklist, 800-454-1184.
And then I want to remind you that you can check out some webinars that Eric has online at Wealth Creator Radio. He's done some things. You can go back and watch them too. So that's pretty cool. And you can also find podcasts on the same webpage too, wealthcreatorradio.com. Thanks for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and Eric is here to help you plan out your retirement. He does this show every single week. We've been doing this for several years now. So today we're sort of planning a dream vacation and looking at the similarities between that dream retirement that we all want. How are you going to get to your vacation destination? Are you going to fly? Are you going to drive? It depends on what you can afford, right? And it's the same thing for retirement. You've got to think about how much is enough to comfortably retire on. And of course, Eric, that $1 million number has been kicked around a lot lately. We have to have $1 million for retirement. How much is going to be enough?
Well, that one's a tough one because a lot of times, that's a common question that I have is, how much do I have to have for retirement? Well, what's your standard of living, right? I mean, like when I was swimming with the dolphins, that was a stop on a cruise ship. And, we've done a lot of cruises in the Caribbean, done the Alaskan one. And, I've ridden my bike on all 50 states in 25 months. We've done some European trips. So, we've done a lot more fun trips. But there's some people who are, people just like to stay home, do their hobbies, do stuff that's not as expensive. And so depending on what your standard of living is, that's going to be a big factor. And then also, do you have the mortgage paid off? Are you retiring someplace cheaper or not? So those can have big factors. But, the one common, number out there you hear a lot is this 4% rule, which somewhat okay. I think the way it's being used, having everything in the stock market is just crazy and super high risk, but you can do the 4% rule if you mix it in with other foundational and steady income products. Just to keep math even easier, I think you could almost use 5% if you're using some sort of guaranteed type product. And if you say 5%, well, $1 million puts off $50,000 a year, right? Mm-hmm. Pretty easy math. Mm-hmm. Well, then is that all you get? Well, not really, because hopefully you have some Social Security. And so you have to add that all up. Is that enough? It might be for some people. And for some people that, I had one client that was crazy kind of high-end trip kind of guy. I mean, he had been on an African safari where they literally helicoptered a container ship around that had a flushing bathroom while he was on the safari, and it was only like 8 people that were on the safari with him and stuff. And it was like 25 grand each, right, for
Whoa.
A week. So, that's going to be a little bit more than needing more than $1 million to be able to afford that, right? So, it really depends on your standard of living. But, if you plan it out well, it could be enough. It's not a bad target, but, even shooting for more nowadays, sadly, is probably the number where you might need to get towards.
What would you say are some of the sources for income that are generally used?
Well, obviously Social Security, right? Mm-hmm. If you're lucky enough to have a pension, good luck, but most of us don't, right? you know, beyond that, then you're talking about your own money, right? And so you can actually buy a pension. There's some great products out there now. A lot of them mostly using the indexed type of annuities. These are products that the principal's guaranteed, but they earn a rate based on the markets. They're not going to give you all the earnings by any means, but they're going to outperform bonds probably more often than not. And they're going to be a good way to have some set money that you know you can't go away, can't disappear on you. That is super critical because there's not one paycheck source when you hit retirement. It's all these little sources adding up. So if you get your Social Security check, you've got some guaranteed money now, and then throw in some steady income type funds also. We've got a lot of great steady income funds that we use. And so those could be paying you hopefully 6-7%, and that cash flow is coming into your account every month. So that's all money coming in, and that's what you really care about. You don't care about as much as how big it's getting, only if it's turning into money, right? And to go on those trips and have fun and, you know, do all that stuff that you want to do. And so, you know, that's one of the critical things is have that income plan set up. Know where that money is going to come from for the rest of your life. And for if you're married, at least one of you is going to probably make it 30 years in retirement. So we're not talking a short trip. We're talking a long, long trip, right? And so that's one of the things you want to be looking at. You also want to look at, again, how are those investments need to be changed for retirement? The blueprint is where we have you worry less about your money and worry more about, again, having fun and doing those great trips. So all you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, and their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. And their strategies can help you in minimizing fees and lowering your tax costs, things like that. That's their goal for you. Wouldn't you like to worry less? So today we've been talking about, you know, pre-planning that dream vacation. And when you do that and you're ready to go, oh my gosh, it's so exciting. But here's the deal. There's an article in National Geographic and it says that the turbulence is almost guaranteed whenever you're flying. I don't know. I kind of think that's true. Don't you, Eric? Don't you agree?
There's always usually a few spots for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, a few bumps and you're like, holding onto your seats. Let's talk about some sources of turbulence in retirement. What would you say they are?
Well, you know, there's several, but probably the biggest one that comes to mind is really taxes. Taxes used to be, it seemed like they didn't change as much, but I don't know. It seems like every president now has to come out with a new tax plan and change all the rules. So it's like changing the board game while you're halfway through playing it. And so we know Biden's going to do that at some point. Every president does it, right? So we know there's going to be a tax storm that may be calming and may be better for you, or it may be very turbulent, right? So again, taxes will always be changing. I mean, the fact that people think that taxes are, you know, stay steady is really a myth. And that's the crazy part. That's like literally saying that, you know, you'll never expect to have turbulence when you're flying. Well, no, you know, that's not correct. So obviously the other things like market volatility, that's the stuff that, you know, gets probably more of the headlines. And, you know, the other parts like inflation, recessions, of course, all these things can come at you. You know, in retirement, what's more meaningful? Well, those market volatility can be super meaningful in retirement because that can just kill your retirement really fast. I mean, if you For most of us, we're going to have 3 decades to retire. And if you have that bad decade in the very first decade, that may really stunt the growth of your money for rest of your life and may really change your retirement. So if everything's in the volatile market, yeah, that could be really ugly. And then, you know, the other parts would be like inflation. I mean, when the government's printing money and handing it out left and right, or they're just not paying their bills, that drives up inflation, that drives up costs, and that means you need to have the money even growing bigger, which is harder to do then.
In retirement, a lot of these things are out of our control. So is that something that you do, just simply re-navigate, try to avoid turbulence altogether?
Yeah, I mean, it's no different than, you know, if you're going someplace, or for me, if I'm got a cycling route that I'm planning on doing, and then, you know, whatever, maybe the road's flooded, or there's a power line down, or, you know, tree blew over, you know, something, right? You got to reroute. You got to figure out a new direction. But the easiest thing to do is if you have a plan or a route that you're, you know, intending to take, you can easily reroute and figure out how to get back on track. The hard part is if you have no plan. If you have no plan, then you're just reacting. And often our reactions are some of the worst things we can do. So, you know, that's to be one of the bigger critical items, is having that plan, having some options. Just like you said, the pilot will normally re-navigate, go try to go around it, you know, go higher, go lower, whatever they need to do. Same thing here with your retirement, is if you've got a plan, it's easy to fix. But if you don't have a plan, then you're just trying to figure out, you know, how to duck and dodge, you know, those turbulent times. And that's not so great.
How do you help your clients who are a little bit fearful get on the right foot once they retire?
Yeah, that can be crazy. And the one I love the most is when my clients equated it to Wile E. Coyote running off the cliff and, you know, all those Bugs Bunny cartoons, right? And
yes.
He's running in place without falling yet.
Yeah.
But that's what he kind of felt like. He was about to fall because it was just so much unknown, right? No paycheck anymore, no, you know, no set times to go places and all these other things. And then the funny part is, for most of my clients, I'll tell them this and they don't believe me, but I say, we got to get all this stuff done before you retire, because once you retire, you'll have no time. And they're like, no, I have so much time. And then, yeah, 6 months, 9 months later, year later, we're still not finished on everything sometimes. We're still trying to chase them down. And they're like, then they start usually having this comment at some point where they say, I have no idea how I had time to work before. And so it is funny how mentally that shift happens, but it can be scary. And you know, obviously having somebody there to help you walk through it can be a big help. And having a plan to fall back on, knowing what's going to be happening, you know, that's a lot more reassuring, right? It's just like, you know, when the flight attendants get on there and tell you about the safety stuff, and the captain says, here's what our flight's going to be and stuff, those can be reassuring, you know, I suppose, for people who are a little bit more nervous, for sure. You know, but one of the things we want to do is do that for retirement, right? We want to have you worry less. I mean, that's what my process is all about, is having people worry less about their money and more about having fun, enjoying things, going on those trips and doing the stuff they want to do. So, you know, again, if you want to set up that income plan for life, that investment, tax, healthcare, legacy plan, you want to look at that all in a simple, you know, 15-page document that we say, here's the path you're on. Here's what your things look like right now. Here's where you're headed. But if you notice there's problems here and here and here, do you want to fix those? Yes or no. And do you want to work with us to do that? Yes or no. That's all you have to kind of go through. And once you know that information and you know it ahead of time, before those problems come up, it's really easy to solve. Really tough to solve them afterwards. So, you know, you don't want to have that happen. So you don't want to have any emergency issues, right? So that's one of the things that we do here. And we help you create that blueprint to worry less wealth. So again, if you want to take some time and really take care of yourself, right now we're not charging the fee for the planning process. We're going to go through that, show you the plan. So first we'll have a phone call, see how things are going, see what concerns you are. And then we'll have that next meeting where we'll show you your plan and then tell you, here's some things you need to fix. Then it's up to you to take action or not. Again, if you want to do that, give us a call, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You know, when you're finally airborne, and you just said it, you know, the flight attendant comes on and tells you all about the seatbelt and everything, and then the captain comes on and tells us about our, you know, our flying altitude, all the lovely weather ahead, hopefully. And then they always give us an estimated time of arrival. I think the key word here is estimated, because in retirement, we're living longer than any generation before us. So it's truly difficult to estimate how long you're going to live. But how do you help your clients answer this longevity question?
Yeah, well, it's just all about planning, right? I mean, you know, you don't want to outlive your money. It's pretty much always the number one fear of people is, you know, living longer than their money is. And there's only a couple solutions. Is the simplest one is have some money that's guaranteed to, you know, outlive you. Some things aren't actually that complicated, right? So if you don't have a pension and nobody else is going to give you a pension, then you can create one. You can actually make one on your own. And that's going to help out a lot. That's going to make sure that money lasts for as long as you do. You know, there's other tools, you know, obviously reverse mortgage, other things to get money out of your assets and stuff if you need to down the road. But really, if you plan well and you plan right, you shouldn't have that concern. But a lot of people aren't doing that planning in the correct way. So, you know, again, that's something that people might want to take some time to do it. So how do you know if you've got enough plan? What do you know if your score is good or bad? Well, one of the things is we have a checklist that will let you go through and see, okay, what have I done? What have I forgotten to do? And what's my score? And this is just something you do on your own. If you want us to send you that, all you have to do is text us the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Or you can find out more information or get a hold of us at wealthcreatorradio.com.
With all the spending going on in Washington, you might be wondering who is going to pay the bill. Will Uncle Sam have to dip into your retirement savings? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special tax webinar. Learn how Biden's policies and tax plan may affect you. Find out more about the Trump tax cuts before they disappear forever, and discover how a tax-efficient strategy can potentially reduce or eliminate some of your taxes in retirement. RSVP now for this exclusive tax webinar at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Learn more about how to protect your savings before it's too late. Go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. So what do you remember about 1990? Well, we had the Gulf War. We had Nelson Mandela released from prison. I remember that. NASA launching the Hubble telescope into space. Do you remember that? Or maybe your mind goes to pop culture, like The Simpsons first appearing on television, or some popular movies like Ghost, Dances with Wolves, Pretty Woman, or Home Alone. Whatever comes to mind for you when you think of 1990, that's where we're going to go right now in our Wealth Creator Radio time machine. So, Eric, what do you remember about 1990?
Well, for me, actually, I was still at Santa Clara University to get my finance degree, but I was working at a bank at the time. And, you know, I actually remember, you know, just thinking that bank savings accounts always paid 5%. And you know, in fact, you could get a CD at the bank for around 8%.
Yeah. I mean, those were so good back then. And now we're at, what, point something?
Yeah, if even.
But
yeah, I just literally had a client get a renewal notice of 0.0.
Seriously?
Yeah, for a CD, and she was going to have a penalty for early withdrawal. Like, well, yeah, get that out of there for sure.
Oh, my goodness. Well, speaking of other CDs, it would cost you around $12 or $15 to buy a compact disc at the record store, and perhaps you were buying a CD so you could listen to this song over and over again. Ice Ice Baby was released on August 22nd, 1990. Number one hit in the United States Billboard Hot 100 chart, and it was certified platinum. And I bet you anything, with you being in college, you liked that song, Eric, right?
Well, so in college, I actually, I was always a little bit entrepreneurial. So we had a We like to call it the Quake House near Santa Clara University, and mainly because if you went to the middle of our house, then to the from white one side to the right to left, right from the middle over, the house was so off its foundation that the sliding glass door would start to close by itself and then just slam shut. You didn't have to touch it because everything was so crooked. And
that's funny.
But we had a huge basement, so we actually would rent it out to the crew team for rowing team. And they would throw parties, and we would, I'd DJ a little bit of it and stuff. And
I love it.
We had two bars downstairs, and we won't ask if we asked for IDs or anything like that. But we were just hosting the party. They were running it, but it was actually a good way to make a little bit extra money.
Heck yeah,
have a party. So yep, that was kind of like what we were doing then, and obviously listening to some of that music there for sure.
Playing Ice Ice Baby, I remember. That was kind of a tough one to dance to, but. I so remember that music. But one thing that we haven't really mentioned yet is that there was a recession in 1990. It wasn't very long, lasted about 8 months, but it was a sluggish recovery from job losses. So tell us about a couple of things that led to that recession, Eric.
Well, I mean, a lot of things are always the similar, right? I mean, things go up one way and get too heated up and then they cool down. And and so that's why, anytime you're in some sort of recession, like what are some opportunities, right? There's always some good opportunities to do stuff. And obviously this year has been a little probably more bizarre than most because of the fact that this one was very dictated on, working from home and all those types of things. So obviously high tech has been a little bit more focused and such. And, but the other thing is, that just shows you have to have that emergency money. You have to have that backup plan. You have to have some of these things on your own. A lot of benefits that people used to get. I mean, back then you used to have pensions still, right? And, those were big. And the 401ks and IRAs were just starting to get a little bit more popular by then. But still, they had not taken over the landscape of employment. And now it's all on you. So now these recessions are a lot tougher because you have to make sure you have a plan. You have to make sure you've got everything you need taken care of. And it wasn't quite like that back then.
No, it wasn't. And you've done this for 28 years now. That we're going to go through different economies and different recessions. How can we plan for things like this that could really impact our retirement?
Well, just that word you just used, plan, right? So we know recessions will hit. We know stock market booms and busts will hit. And, all that stuff is kind of not the timing and what causes it is known. But we know it's going to happen, right? It's just the way the world works. So, if you've got a plan, you've built up some money that's accessible. You've built up some money that's tax deferred. You've built up some money that's ideally tax free. If you've got all that set up, then it's going to be a lot easier. And, really with our process of helping people that are mostly, that 5 to 10 to 15 year time frame away from retirement. So, if you're 50 and up and you're looking at retirement getting closer and closer than it used to be, especially back in the 90s, right? And so, then you want to have that blueprint to worry less wealth. So you can worry less about your money and worry more about your dance moves maybe or what you're going to be doing to have more fun. What you want to do is have that income plan. Where are you going to get that income under all circumstances? How are you going to have that money invested? How should it start changing to make sure you can make those dollars become income dollars? And then, of course, taxes along the way. I mean, right now we are at a huge tax opportunity that I think a lot of people are wasting. So, now is the time to take some action and actually do something to save that money on taxes and Roth conversions. And then look at healthcare options. Obviously, that's a huge one if you get laid off or end up in some sort of recessionary time. What are your options there? And then lastly, look at the legacy issues. And so that's what we call the blueprint to worry less wealth. Right now, we're not charging a fee for it. We're actually waiving that planning fee. And so that's something, if you want to take action on that, all you have to do is set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call so we can find out what your concerns are. And then if you want us to do the planning and we can go through that process, we can do it. But let's just at least talk and, we can do it on the phone or in Zoom. All you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or go online and book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Just like we're talking on this show today, Eric is here to help you with all the confusing, high-risk strategies that we're bombarded with. He can explain it to you in a much easier to understand conversation, and this is complimentary. So take him up on this, give him a call, or check him out on the website, wealthcreatorradio.com. Thanks so much for listening. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. You know, one of the things that helped the economy recover from the recession back in 1990 was technology, emerging technology. It was on November 12th, 1990, when the concept of the World Wide Web was proposed first. And, you know, now, I mean, you think about the World Wide Web, it has evolved so much. We can do about anything on it, including our banking, even retirement planning online. So a lot of people try to do it themselves or use one of those robo-advisors. You know, you can just click away on the web and get some help. My question for you, Eric, is why would we not want to plan our retirement online?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of great tools that were not there, obviously, before the internet. And so they've been very helpful. The problem is a lot of these tools have to be generic in nature. They cannot be very specific. It's just too hard to customize all that planning and all those different variables. So they're not going to talk to you about should you be using an after-tax 401k. They're not going to look at your tax picture, estimate out your taxes for this year, look at how far you are to the next bracket and say, oh yeah, you should convert $12,500 to a Roth. You know, they're not going to be able to do all those things because there's just too much planning, too much variables, and too many different situations. So they can be good for kind of like your baseline investments and such. But once you get closer to retirement, those tools really, really lag and really have a lot of problems. They're also not talking about typically any of the plays to have your money be safe. You know, pretty much all robo-advisors and any brokerage place, the answer to everything is stocks and bonds, stocks and bonds. Well, what if there's a cell tower investment you want to put money in that's not in the market, or a data center investment, or, you know, there's other things out there that you could be putting money into, earning great returns of, you know, 5, 6, 7%, and not have as much risk. Well, they're not going to talk to you about those because those aren't scalable options. And those aren't easy options to be talking about, you know, just in a generic sense. So, yeah, I think for some people it can be good. But once you start having more assets, and especially once you get closer to retirement, that is when it's critical to have that three types of money. You have to have not just the market money, but you need to have some foundational money, stuff that's guaranteed that will be there no matter what, that should be earning about 3 to 6% on average. And, you know, that's a critical one to have, especially right now with today's low rates. And then have some steady income money. And those are things that the robo-advisors and online advice is totally devoid of. So again, that's why working with somebody like us can, you know, really change that. You know, if that's something you want to take advantage of and you want to really find out more about it, it's 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Glad to have you with us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is an independent financial advisor, and his focus is going to be on helping you make the best decisions for your situation so you can worry less in retirement. That's his goal for you. We've come to the time now in our show when Eric gives us a wealth success story. And this is always a really nice example to see how things work out for the best. We can always use some good news, Eric. What do you have for us?
Yeah, well, this is more about just the client did the things you're supposed to do. I mean, we started working almost maybe 10 years ahead of when he retired. We started moving some of his assets in a 401k to some guaranteed accounts, so that way he'd have some lifetime income, and he knew he wouldn't lose any money in, you know, stock market losses. We also had some steady income money. And then lo and behold, about, I think it was 19 months ahead of when he was planning on retiring, his company came out with a reduction in force thing saying, hey, we'll pay you 15 months to pay if you leave now. And he's like, calls me up and goes, is there any reason I shouldn't take this? I'm like, no. I mean, it's so close to the date we wanted anyways, who cares, right? And, you know, the nice part too is it took him right up to Medicare age and everything. So, okay. Yeah, so it worked out perfect. And, you know, now they've been retired and, you know, he's still working through the honey-do list, right? You know, of all the stuff that his wife had built up for him. And they're enjoying the grandkids, doing all the stuff that you're supposed to be doing, you know, in retirement, and done adjustments where, you know, once the severance ran out, okay, now we got to start money from here. You know, once Social Security kicked on, okay, now we're doing pretty good. What's our spending like? And we're checking in every year to make sure everything's on track. And, you know, everything's been working well because we've got three types of money. It's not all market money. You know, we got some guaranteed money. We got some foundational stuff there, some steady income money. And then we've got the market money still. And so he's able to pick which one makes sense to take the money out. And you want to have that plan in place ahead of time. You know, you want to have a written income plan so you know how much you can spend, you know how much money you've got to last for the rest of your lifetime. You know, once you've done that, then what's the best tax moves you should be doing now and once you hit retirement? Of course, the healthcare issue, like are you 65 or under 65, and, you know, the whole stuff that we talked about earlier in the show about Medicare. And then, you know, look at legacy. Who's going to get those assets? Are they in the right spots? Are they in the right names? You know, the right titles on all the accounts, all those fun things. So, you know, that's the what we call the blueprint to worry less wealth. And once we've created that for you, you know what course you're headed on. And then we can say, hey, here's some things you probably should fix. And so, you know, if that's something you want to take advantage of, again, we're waiving the $1,500 planning fee right now. So if you wanted to go ahead and get that going, we can have a quick phone call, see if it makes sense for you. And then, you know, we can go from there. But again, it's no cost, no obligation. So give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can always find us online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.